30th CCS, 11/10/16. My dear Mammy, arrived here yesterday afternoon, the same unit and place where I was before. I didn't know where they would send me, and was somewhat surprised to find that I had been posted here again. The army is so large now that it did not seem to be a likely thing to happen. All seems much the same, and things have been fairly quiet in these parts. There is a distinct tinge of autumn in the trees, more so than you have at Marshall's, and the days seem much shorter here. It is not nice to have the winter ahead, but we can pass it here as comfortably as anywhere in the war area. It will take a few days to settle down to work again, especially after such long leave. The staff at Number 30 is the same, with the exception of one doctor whose time is up, and he is leaving for home today. Being a practitioner, he is allowed to clear off after his year, and another one is brought out instead. We just hear that the French have got a good bag of prisoners south of the Somme, and some more country. Hope Bella is better, and that you are quite fit. Best love, your affectionate son, A.M. Leek. 27/10/16. My dear Mammy, many thanks for yours of 22nd with one from Frank. We are having bad weather now, but only what must be expected at this time of year. Much mud and wet, and it won't be very much worse than this in the winter. Not very good news from the Romanian side, but perhaps things will get better there later on. Splendid show at Verdun, and a nasty knock for the Boche. The French are very clever at this game and always seem to do well. I'm very glad to hear that Bella is better, and hope that you are all right and free from the pain. We are not having much to do, but are very short-handed, as most of our people have gone on loan to places where more work is expected. Best love, and hoping you are fit. Your affectionate son, A.M. Leek.